T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line now, Congressman Chris Collins. We're talking about the deadly terror attack in New York City that happened last night. Chris, a lot of people looking at what's being called soft targets. If there's anything that can be done to prevent a style of attack like this, last night on national TV, you said you didn't believe there was. Why is that?
Well, Dave, when it comes down to it, Brian, a soft target is you know, a shopping center. It's, in this case, people walking around or riding bicycles. There's no way to, you know, protect a soft target, in this case, from a lone wolf that's, you know, set on mayhem and death and destruction. It just isn't. And that's the, I think law enforcement would back that up. That's the frustrating piece. You know, you can do all kinds of things at airports and, you know, football stadiums to check who's coming in and so forth. But, you know, people just out and about or going to a concert or, in this case, just riding bikes on the street and someone is targeting them, they're just, you know, there's just no way to stop that.
You know,
first responders were there quickly, and certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to those that were killed and injured. But, you know, we have to be diligent and keep looking around and know our surroundings and our exits, but these people are in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The suspect, Chris, was from Uzbekistan, but he's been here for 7 years and still was able to become radicalized in this country. That's got to be a concern.
Well, it is. And Susan, this is the social media issue. You know, from what I've heard from briefings and otherwise, there is an aggressive social media recruitment, and they're targeting certain types of people with certain backgrounds and, you know, certain mental states. And, you know, they could be an American citizen as well as someone from the Middle East. You know, we do need to obviously know who's coming into the country, but there's a lot of mental illnesses and mental issues that can sometimes be at the root cause of some of these situations where somebody was of a mindset that they could be radicalized, could be convinced that our way of life here in the United States is something that's bad and needs to be, you know, something like these kind of tragedies. They're trying to disrupt our life and make us afraid to go out.
Do you ever think it's a really fine line? Do you ever think we'll find that happy medium, you know, between a soft target and being able to go out and enjoy yourself, or online, you know, having freedom online versus being monitored 24/7 for suspicious activity?
Well, and you've brought up a great point there, because that is at what point do we give up some kind of freedom in the name of safety? I mean, clearly, What we go through at the airports now has become second nature to us. We just expect, you know, we're going to take off our shoes and they're going to search our bags and the like, which, you know, is somewhat intrusive and certainly delays, but it has certainly resulted in us feeling safer and being safer flying on airplanes. And the same is true of a lot of buildings we go in. But when it comes to people in the soft targets, in this case, an automobile driving down the road, It's frankly impossible to stop that action if that lone wolf, or even if there were a couple of people set on death and destruction. Again, being diligent and vigilant of your surroundings and reporting suspicious activity is where we're at, but there is just no, as much as people want a clean-cut answer to this, there is no answer to it.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate the time. That's Congressman Chris Collins joining us live from Washington. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.